Luke chapter 6. It's a good night to die. Hallelujah. You know, there's such a continuous shaking going on in the body of Christ. And we've talked about this before, that what you and I at one time would just call a common thing, even as a believer, you know, it would be a common thing. God is now calling uncommon and unclean. Because He's causing His children to get closer to Him. Because we're going to need to be closer to Him during these next few months. And there's going to be a lot of transitions that are going to be happening. Now we know that there is a great fight right now. What you see in the natural realm is because of a spiritual fight that's going on.
Amen.
There is war in the heavenlies. There's war in the east, and there will be war. But there is already war in the heavenlies, and it will manifest in the natural realm. And the war is against freedom and bondage. And we know that we war against, even in our own self, about freedom and bondage. And even if you've gotten free, the devil still wants to come up and bind you again. Amen. So because you've been freed of one thing doesn't mean that he's not going to try and bind you or catch you on something else. So there's a shaking in the church. And the shaking is going to be continuous. And we've heard a lot of things about, you know, we've got to allow God to be God and us to be His sons and daughters. And let Him have His place in our life and not try and be God ourselves. So, and just like Brother Jonah, who was put on a boat, right, because he was running from God, what he was doing is actually running away from the will of God. And God had to shake him. In fact, the problem was is he shook everybody else with him. So that's why the shaking is with everybody. And those who are solid are going to hold on while the shaking is going on. But those who are still entangled in the affairs of the world are going to roll off. And you got to remember that we spoke already about God exposing the sheep and goat. Doesn't mean He's separating them, He's exposing them. So in this shaking, there's a place that you and I must be. And we must be spiritually established. We must be spiritually established in what is going on right now. And if you're not spiritually established, your fruits will show. And what you're doing at your job, and what you're doing in your home, and what your decisions are, and even things that you're purchasing and places that you're going, your fruits will show. In fact, there'll be more of a conviction of the Spirit of God now than there ever has been. There's going to be a more and more of a conviction of the Spirit of God to the body of Christ more and more. Because God is not only releasing more demonic activity, but He's releasing more of His presence. And His presence is going to cause you to be more sensitive, more conviction, and my prayer is more discernment for each and every one. But it's a matter of life and death. And in Luke chapter 6, if you'll read with me in verse 47, it says, "Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like." Hello? Did everybody just understand that? Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings, I'm going to show you who he's like. See, because things are going to be exposed, aren't they? "He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock, and when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock." In other words, this individual was solid. He was spiritually established. Now, you may be physically established. You may have good health. You may have a lot of cash in the bank. You may have a great job, wife, children, all the things of a fairy tale, except for one thing, spiritually established. And that's what's going to move you out of place if you're claiming to be a believer. Amen? But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it what? Fell, and the ruin of that house was what? Great. This is where you'll know where you're at. Like I share with you, you're going to have a greater conviction in things that you purchase, things that you listen to, things that you watch.
Amen.
All of these things.
Amen.
There's going to be a greater conviction. In fact, the Lord has convicted me about cleaning up certain things and making sure that it's done in the campus. Because right now, if certain things come in that are not approved, I'm removing the TVs. And I don't care. I'll remove every bit of music and every sound system off of this place if I hear one more thing that comes in. One more. So you have to be the watchman on this campus. You see an accursed music or video comes into this place, you make sure it's taken out. You are called to be watchmen. You're to watch your brothers.
Amen.
Because things are going to get a little bit heavy out and around about in this world. And this place is going to be a sanctuary for the Lord and those who want to serve the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Go to Luke 8. Oh, hallelujah. Some people need to throw their TVs right out of their house. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In verse 10, would you read it with me? And he said to you, it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Now, isn't that an awesome thing? You and I actually know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. We have a whole teaching on that. I'm not teaching about that tonight. But to the rest it's been given in parables, that seeing they may see, and hearing they may not understand. Or hearing, seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear. Then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts. Do you know that the devil takes the word out of your heart? You know how many times you left a teaching or a service and the devil came and took everything that was imparted in you? Because you got to fight to keep it. Then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe in what? Be saved. So he's talking about the seed of salvation, isn't he? Hello? But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, but believe for a while, not continuously, and in time of temptation fall away. Because they're not established, are they? Now the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. They're not established, are they? Now, they may be established physically in the natural realm, but they're not established spiritually. And there's a difference. I'd rather have no job, no money, no home, and be right with God and established.
Amen.
Amen.
Because I know that if I stay established, all those things are going to fall into place.
Amen.
But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, that means humble, keep it and bear fruit with patience. Oh, hallelujah. With what? Patience. Hallelujah. That means death, huh? Praise God. So we see here that we'd rather be spiritually established than physically established. But of course, if you're spiritually established, your physical establishment will come and fall into place, won't it? Hallelujah. Turn to Psalm 93. And you're all quiet tonight. Must have been the removal of the TV, you know. Psalm 93. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have a yard sale, TV and sound systems. Praise God. For Jesus.
We'll get our church one way or the other.
Praise God. Would you read with me Psalm 93, starting at verse 1? The Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed. He has girded himself with strength. Surely the world is established so that it cannot be moved. Do you understand that? So some, being established is a representation of something that will not move.
Amen.
Amen? Your throne is established from old. Ain't nobody moving daddy. Says he stays the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. You are from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. In other words, an attack has come. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on the high is mightier than the noise of many waters, than the mighty waves of the sea. Your testimonies are very sure. Holiness adorns your house, O Lord, forever. So even though when the floods come, you're going to stand fast. Even though you lose a job or you don't have a job. Even though whatever circumstances are coming across your path, if you're spiritually established, you'll be physically established in due time. You won't get moved and you won't be shaken. Does everybody understand that? This is what's going on right now. This is what you're seeing. You're seeing a lot of people who are going to church and praising God. And you know what? They're financially and physically established. But they're beginning to shake because they're not spiritually established.
Amen?
Amen? And it's a shaking that's happening right now. And God must shake it. Because, of course, we've talked about before, right, about the selfishness and greed that's rampaged in the body of Christ, where God is shaking people and realizing that their wealth is not what's going to rescue them. So they might as well give it up and get it to the places where it's going to do good.
Amen?
Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. So the world and the throne of the Lord is established. It will not be shaken. It won't be moved, will it? Psalm 89. You know, you can, if you review your last few days and look where you've been shaken, hello? Now listen, God is shaking so that we can be established. Because you'd rather get shaken in the shallow water than in the deep water.
Amen.
Because the deep water is going to hit. And the deep water is what will kill you. Hello? But if you're getting shaken in the shallow water, you need to... Amen. You need to find your rock. That's right. A big one called the mountain of God. Need to get right. In Psalm 89, starting verse 1, would you read it with me? I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I've said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish in the very heavens. So God establishes his faithfulness, isn't he? He's faithful to establish. As long as somebody's willing to allow him to be established. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to my servant David, your seed I will establish forever. Are you off to that seed now?
Amen.
Amen. And build up your throne to all generations. So the Lord is faithful to establish his seed. Something that is established endures. You know what else it does? It performs. It stays in position. It doesn't waver or compromise, nor can it be shaken. It's solid. Do I need to repeat that? Something that is established endures, performs, stays in position, doesn't waver or compromise. And can't be shaken. Solid. Now, it doesn't mean that you won't be a part of the shaking. Does everybody understand that? But it means that you'll be solid during the shaking. Go to verse 19. Then you spoke in a vision to your Holy One and said, I have given help to one who is mighty. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found my servant David with my holy oil. I have anointed him. With whom my hand shall be established, also my arm shall strengthen him. You got to understand something. The Lord wants to establish his hand in you and through you. Has everybody got it? He wants to establish his hand in us and through us, doesn't he? The enemy shall not outwit him. Hello? He's talking about being established, isn't he? The enemy won't outwit you. Nor the son of wickedness afflict you. I will beat down his foes before his face and plague those who hate him. Hallelujah. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name his horn shall be exalted. Also I will set his hand over the sea, his right hand over the rivers, and he shall cry to me, You are my Father, Daddy, my God and the rock of my salvation. Also I'll make him my firstborn, that means born again. The highest of the kings of the earth. For my mercy I will keep for him forever, and my covenant shall stand firm with him. His seed also I will make to what? Endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. That is powerful. That's established, man. That's heavily established. That's eternally established. Go to Jeremiah 33. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Jeremiah 33. Starting at verse 1, Moreover, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah a second time while he was still shut up in the court of the prison, saying, Thus says the Lord, who made it, the Lord who formed it, to what? Establish it. The Lord is his name. Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the house of true ministries, in the houses of the kings of Judah, which have been pulled down for to what? Fortify against the siege mounds and the sword. They come to fight with the Chaldeans, but only to fill their places with dead bodies of men whom I will slay in my anger and my fury. All for whose wickedness I have hidden my face from this city. Behold, I will bring it health and healing. I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and what?
Truth.
And truth. The Lord will establish a place of refuge to heal His people, and that's what He's done here. He's established a place of refuge so that people can be established. Amen? That's what total freedom's about. That's what true ministry is about. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. In Genesis 6. And that's what the house of God is about. Genesis chapter 6. Everybody all right?
Amen.
You know, during this time of shaking, one of the things that you're going to really have to do is be quick to repent.
Amen.
You're going to have to be quick to repent. Eat some humble pie. You know, don't worry about it. Bring the whipped cream with you, man. You know. Just eat it good and enjoy it. Because there's victory after you eat it, all right? In verse 17, "And behold, I myself am bringing of floodwaters on the earth." Now we know he's talking to Noah. "To destroy from under heaven all flesh in which is the breath of life, everything that is on the earth shall die. But I will establish my what?
Covenant
with you, and you shall go into the ark." Oh, man, when you're established in covenant and you're walking upright, God always has a place of refuge for you. He's always going to protect you. Mm-hmm. You, your sons, and your wife, your family, those you've been praying for, and your sons' wives with you. "And every living thing of all flesh you shall bring two of each sort into the ark to keep them alive with you." Wow. "And they shall be male and female. Of the birds after their kind, of all animals after their kind, and of every creeping thing of the earth after its kind, two of every kind will come to you to keep them alive." They'll come to you. "And you shall take for yourselves of all food that is eaten, and you shall gather it to yourself, and it shall be food for you and for them. Thus Noah did according to all that God commanded him, so he did. Then the Lord said to Noah, come into the ark, you and all your household, because I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation." So we see that being established, spiritually established, is a form of walking in God's righteousness, isn't it? And if you're walking in God's righteousness, then it's going to qualify you for the gates of heaven to open. For you to see the hand of God move, for prayers being answered, for many things happening in your life. But if you're still playing with God, hello? If you're not established spiritually, you're going to be shaken right out of position. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we see covenant and protection of God's righteousness as a representation of establishing. Because he will always maintain his covenant with me and you if we're walking upright. If we're spiritually established, his covenant will always manifest in you. Has everybody got it?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Proverbs 4, chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. You know, in true reality, the only way people grumble, complain, is because they're not spiritually established. They grumble and complain because the flesh is fighting the spirit. Their flesh is fighting the spirit. But God's training us up to be spiritually established. Amen?
Amen.
So if you'll recognize these things and let God kill these things, you'll find that you'll be spiritually established, because to be spiritually established is death. You can't be physically established and expect to walk, hello, spiritually, unless you're first walking spiritually established, where your physical establishment has relied on the King of Glory and not your own strength. Oh, hallelujah. Proverbs 4, verse 20. Would you read it with me, please? My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Hello. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids will look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be what? That means you have a choice of letting your ways be established. You have a choice. You are a participant of allowing your steps to be established, or your ways to be established, or to be spiritually established. Do not turn to the right or left. Remove your foot from evil. And that's where you and I must depart from evil. Amen? Let your ways be established. So you have a choice, don't you? In Ephesians 1. Didn't say you wouldn't go through stuff. Didn't say. It says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them out of all of them. That's just a shaking. Hallelujah. You're going to hear about a lot more about shaking, let me tell you. The heavenlies are shaken, and so is the earth. There's going to be more earthquakes. There's going to be more volcanic eruptions. There's going to be many more disasters on the earth.
Amen.
Because of the shaking. You know, in the shaking, the earth is actually groaning.
Yes.
It's groaning for the return, for its redemption, yes, but for the return of the sons of God to take it over. Ephesians 1. In verse 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Do you realize that the Lord has already established us in the heavenlies with every spiritual blessing? But once you get spiritually established, those blessings begin to flow. Hello? Just as He chose us in Him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He made us accepted in His beloved. Hallelujah. So you've already been accepted. You've already been predestined to be spiritually established. God already has your inheritance waiting for you to be flowing with every spiritual blessing. You're already seated in heavenly places. It's already done. Now you and I must walk and be in the arena of spiritually established so that we can receive them. Amen. Romans 1. Hallelujah. Oh, to God be the glory. You know, if you're not spiritually established, you won't be able to make right decisions. Amen. There's a big difference. You know, decisions these days are not getting easier. They're getting harder. Hallelujah. In verse 11, let's read 11 and 12 together. Romans 1, verse 11 and 12. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift, so that you may be established. And that's what the Spirit's trying to do tonight. He's trying to always impart something in me and you so that we can become more and more established. Amen? Look at what he says. That is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. Wow, hallelujah. You know, fellowship is an important thing about being established. One of the things the devil likes to do is put people alone. And then he starts telling them, oh man, nobody loves you. I mean, you know, you start taking heed. In fact, well, I guess we better go there. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Hello. Hallelujah. And if he can get you alone, he always tries to push you out of a flock so he can get you alone. Then he starts putting all this garbage on you. What is he doing? Disqualifying you of your spiritual establishment. And if he can do that, you're back right back in the world again, right where you were. And you can still go to church and Bible study once in a while. But you're spiritually have lost your establishment. Amen? Because now, listen, when you begin to seek the desires of the world more than the desires of His presence and His will, you've been moved from your spiritual establishment and need to get back in. That's why people go ahead of God, because they're not spiritually established, because they don't know how to wait. They can't wait patiently. Now listen, this is not to bring anybody down. Does everybody understand that? This is so that you and I, the Holy Spirit's given us things so that we can discern where we're at. So that, and how do you know it's not a preparation for it to come? This message is for something that's to come too. Amen? And so that we can help others, so that you and I can pick up more things and see, you know what, you're to judge by fruit, aren't you? You're going to tell whether somebody's spiritually established or not. And you don't want to, you know, listen, you're going to get people that are going to come up to you and say all kinds of things. If they're not spiritually established, you don't have to accept it.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
Now, it doesn't mean that you openly rebuke the person or anything, you know what I'm saying? But you have, they'll give you discernment, right?
Amen.
That's why God wants to spiritually establish His children. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. So He wants to impart a spiritual gift to upkeep us in our spiritual establishment. Amen? So He's always trying to give us a revelation or something to encourage us all the time, isn't He?
Amen.
To keep us spiritually established. It's like a connection to the other side always. Hallelujah. Where did I say to go?
1 Timothy 4.
Oh, cool. First Timothy 4 and verse 1. Would you read it with me? Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times fall, some will what?
Depart
from the faith. In other words, they will be spiritually disqualified instead of spiritually established. Giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. In other words, they're going to listen to the voice of the stranger. It's going to entice their flesh, and because they're not spiritually established, they're going to take heed to it. People do not fall from the faith if they're spiritually established. Hello? People do not backslide if they're spiritually established. Come on now.
Amen.
I didn't hear too many amens on that one. Now, it doesn't mean that you won't make a mistake, okay? You're going to make a mistake. That's not spiritually backsliding.
Amen.
Hello? Spiritually backsliding is when you go back to your old ways again.
Amen.
When you start relying on those same desires again. When you start looking for those same things again. Things that God has delivered you from that you start going back to. That's spiritual backsliding. Praise be to God. Oh, we hit a bullseye on that one. Ephesians 4. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Man, we all went, oh my God, I'm all spiritually. We're all spiritually mixed, but we're all messed up. Yeah, you're right. You know, we all are messed up. There's only one that can straighten us up. Just don't get spiritually disentangled. Don't get spiritually disqualified, right? Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11. And he himself gave some to be what? Apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. For the equipping of the saints and for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. In other words, till you become spiritually established. Why? So that we will not no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine or deceiving spirit, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking truth in love, may grow up, hello, into all things, into him who is the head, Christ. So it's a process, isn't it? Now there is a level where you become spiritually established. Then God brings you to another level where you have to go get spiritually established again. What you may be spiritually established 2 weeks ago, you are not anymore. Amen. See, the thing is people think that once they've hit a certain criteria, it's over with. No. God is a multiplier and a promoter. He's trying to get his children to fulfill the positions. And as they start to go up in the ranks, they're filling a position and somebody else is going to replace them. It's a constant growing process. Your fight is always going to be the same. Does everybody understand that? Your fight is always going to be at a certain level. Did you ever notice that you've been a believer for a while and you're still fighting the same level? But it doesn't mean that you're not being promoted. Did you ever notice that all of a sudden you come to a rest and then that fight comes back again and you thought, man, what's up? You know what happened? You were spiritually established and the Lord is growing you. He's promoting you. So it seems like that fight comes back again in that same level. Does everybody understand that? That doesn't mean you're backsliding.
Hallelujah.
That means God's trying to bring you up to another level. Once you've accomplished the mission that He has sent you to do, hello, you'll notice that you're able to get a, oh.
Amen.
The next thing you know, 2 days later, it's like, or the next day, amen. Man, what happened to that? You know what happened? You met your spiritual criteria to be spiritually established for a period of time. Amen. You fought the good fight of faith. Now it's time for another level. And of course, there's another big devil that you've got to fight until you learn what God has to teach you during that period of time. The problem is some people give up and they sometimes lose that fight in such a great way that they go all the way back to the bottom and they have to come up to a certain area again to start over. Hello? Come on, does everybody understand that?
Amen.
But it doesn't mean that you've been wiped out. God is just trying to reestablish you, spiritually establish you, so that you can continue to grow. But your fight will come. You know, everybody's been wondering, man, when is it going to let up? It's not. So I'll get used to it. You're in a war and every day is a battle. I don't want to fight. If this is what it's got to be, I don't want to be a Christian. Why don't I go to hell?
Oh, okay. There you go.
Hello. I mean, that's simple enough, right? You don't want to fight? Go to hell. Praise God. Praise God.
And we ain't editing nothing. That's true. Well, hey, if you're not in the battle, you become a what?
Casualty.
Hello. Glory to God. Did we read all this or what?
Amen.
Sounded good, right? Okay, let's go on. So we... Oh, no, we need to go a little further. No, that's cool. We're all right. Glory to God. So we must be spiritually established. In other words, we're learning, aren't we?
Amen.
We're learning. Praise God. So it must be learned in Christ, not wavering. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen. Go to 2 Chronicles 20. Oh, hallelujah. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Oh, glory. Yeah. Got to establish that mouth big time, huh? Hallelujah. The most unruly member is thy tongue. You want to follow the position real quick? You want to follow a spiritual establishment? Open your mouth the wrong way. That's when you got to quick to repent, right? You know, there's an old saying, the cat got your tongue? No, the demon got your tongue. Or you're yielding it over to him. Hello? The flesh got your tongue? Quick to repent. Remember that. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 20. Now we know that Jehoshaphat was about to get bombarded by many countries around him. And he went to the Lord in prayer, and God sent his servant, prophet, and spoke to them, told them what to do, and Jehoshaphat gathered his people together, and so they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God," that means follow him,
amen,
"and you shall be what?
Established."
Established. Don't follow you. Don't follow what you feel. Hello? Amen. Follow the Lord and you're going to be established. "And believe his prophets and you shall prosper." Now listen, that means in representation of his prophets, because his prophets are the ones that were speaking the word of the Lord. Right?
Amen.
Now you and I have the Spirit of God who speaks the word of the Lord. He's the one that convicts you. At that period of time, the prophets were used to convict people. Now you have the Holy Spirit. So he's the one that's going to convict you or cause you to do direction. If you're listening to him, you will not only be established, but you will prosper. So you'll be spiritually established and financially and physically established. Does everybody get it? What couple you got it anyway? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, oh, praise God. Let's keep going. I like this. In verse 21. "And when he had consulted..." Oh, no, no. That's good enough. That's good enough. We don't have to go no further. "Follow the Lord. He will establish you. Listen to his voice and he will prosper you." Right? Financially establish you. Okay, cool. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. It's just for you. Oh, we're going to get spiritually established if it kills us. It's supposed to. Oh, hallelujah. In verse 20 to 24, would you read it with me? 2 Corinthians. Hold on a minute. I guess that must be 1 Corinthians. Hold on. Glory, hallelujah. Okay, that's 1 Corinthians. I mean, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Yeah. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. In verse 20. Hallelujah. Would you read it with me? For all the promise of God in Him are yes, and in Him amen, to the glory of God through us. Ooh. Now He who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. Not that we have, or moreover, I call God as witness against my soul that to spare you I came no more to Corinth. Not that we have dominion over your faith, but as fellow workers for your joy, for by faith you stand. The anointing will establish your faith. This is where you don't walk by sight. Those who are established will not walk by sight. They won't walk by what they feel. And sometimes they won't walk what they won't be led by what they think. They'll know the truth, and the Spirit of truth will lead them. That's what the Word says. And this, those who are led by the Spirit are known as what? Sons of God. That means they're spiritually established. A son is spiritually established. Remember, the devil wants to disqualify you from being spiritually established, doesn't he? Amen?
Amen.
Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13. Praise God. Starting at verse 7. Oh, hallelujah. So we see that we must be established in faith, right? Praise God. We must be established in Christ. Amen. In verse 7, remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow considering the outcome of their conduct. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines, for it is good that the heart be what? Established by grace, not with foods which have not profited those who have been occupied with them. So you and I, our heart must be what? They must be established. Your heart must be established by grace. Does everybody understand that?
Amen.
If your heart ain't established, how can you be established? No way. So I want to just backtrack a little bit. You and I must be established in Christ. We must be established in faith. And our heart must be established. Does everybody understand that? Go to Psalms 40. Oh, hallelujah. Psalm 40. One through four. I waited patiently. If you're not established, you ain't waiting patiently. Ain't no way you're waiting patiently if you're not established. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me and heard my cry.
Amen.
And you got to understand something. You may be established in one area, but not another.
Yes.
He also brought me up out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and what?
Established
my steps.
Amen.
He put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it in fear and will trust in the Lord. Blessed is a man who makes the Lord his trust and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Now understand something. Your steps must be established. And the only way that they'll be established is if you really trust the Lord. And the only way you're going to be able to trust the Lord is if you're spiritually established. Does everybody get that? Let me repeat it. Your steps must be established by the Lord. Okay? That means you must trust in the Lord. And the only way that you're going to trust in the Lord is if you're spiritually established. Hello? Or else you're going to trust in yourself. You're going to trust what you feel. You're going to trust what you think. And you're going to trust what you see. Instead of hearing what the Spirit is trying to tell you. Amen? Proverbs 16. You know, there's sometimes when the Holy Spirit wants to do something, and if you're crying out to God, Lord, help me, Lord, do this, Lord, do that, He won't let you go until you do it. But He'll do it for a period of time, and if you constantly refuse not to do it, He will let you go. Amen. Because then He'll allow the circumstance to change you instead of His voice to change you. Does everybody understand that? Amen. Why? Because He's trying to get us spiritually established, isn't He? Amen. How many of y'all have been changed by a circumstance? Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Proverbs 16, in verse 1 through 3. Would you read it with me? The preparations of the heart belong to man. In other words, he has a choice. But the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirits. Hello? Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. So you must roll over your works. You must roll over your projects. You must roll over the things that you think God has given you. Come on now. Well, the Lord told me to do this. Well, then roll it to Him. And He'll establish your thoughts to do it. If you got to ponder it and try and figure it all out, it ain't Lord. Because He says if it's Him and, His, and you roll it to Him, He's going to establish your thoughts to do it. Not push, but in peace.
Amen.
You know, let me share something real important. We have a tendency that when we don't know what to do, we begin to search in such a great way. Now, there's nothing wrong with searching and seeking God, right? But there's a time when we search and seek God to where we're willing to accept anything we hear.
Amen.
And we run with it. Let me share something with you. It's not the message that changes you. It's the carrier that does.
Amen.
See, many people hear a message. So when the Lord is speaking to you, in other words, you're waiting on something, what's going to happen is you're going to see the message or hear the message, and it's going to bring such love and such peace that you'll know it's the Lord.
Amen.
When the Lord is speaking to you. So many people are, you know, they want to know right now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we all want to know right now. I mean, I like to have God's blueprint right in front of me so I know what to do. But then I already mess it up anyways. So I'd rather have Him guide me step by step.
Amen.
Just give Him the blueprint back because I try and alter it anyways, you know.
Amen.
So give the blueprint back and let Him establish my steps and my thoughts and go along His journey,
Amen.
You know. And enjoy it. Let God open the doors and let Him shut the doors and so forth. And let Him establish you. And so, you know what I'm saying? Let Him spiritually establish you. Let Him bring you, promote you, do all of these things. But let me tell you, when He comes to you with the message, It will always be peace and love. It's the He's the one that changes you, not the message. Does everybody get it? Because it's what's carrying the message. Hello? You know what was changing the disciples is the presence of the Lord. I mean, the message was being carried, you know, by the presence of God, wasn't it? So if the message is being carried by the presence of God, you're going to see a change.
Amen.
It'll bring peace and love.
Amen.
Amen. And there'll be what come with it through the message will be counsel, correction, and direction, but it'll be done in peace and love.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. Where are we? Commit your works to the Lord, and He'll establish your what? Your thoughts. So we need to get our thoughts established, don't we? Hallelujah. You know, people they say, I got a message from the Lord. I got to do that. That's not God. That ain't God. That don't look like no peace and love to me. It looks like torment or a chicken with his head cut off. Praise God. 1 Peter chapter 5. So we need to commit our projects to the Lord, don't we?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. First Peter chapter 5. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory.
Did you ever make a mistake and go, oh man, what am I going to do? I need to do this, I need to do that. How am I going to do this? When I'm ready to do that? Man, instead of going, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Let me pray. Let me pray. Because did you ever notice that as you're trying to fix what you just blew, it's getting worse? Did you ever go work on a car and replace every part in it? Come to find out the battery's disconnected? You know what I'm saying? Called trial and error. Let me see, if this doesn't work, I'll replace this. We just spent $500 in the car and you paid $1.50 for it. You know why? Not listening. Not listening. See, the devil likes to squander the money of the righteous. Not listening. But listen right from the beginning. We haven't gotten into. Then what we try to do is fix our mistake, right? Somebody building a house or building a project, no matter what it is, no matter if it's a car or whatever, any kind of project they're doing, if you don't stop and listen and pray and get the counsel of the Lord, you'll end up rebuilding, tearing down, doing this, doing that, doing it in the flesh, and it won't stand. Amen? Hallelujah. Guess we hit another story. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6. Therefore what? Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. Casting what? All of your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Oh, how many times you take your cares from Him. Pick up burdens you shouldn't pick up. Disqualify you to be spiritually established. But you don't understand. This person needs my help! Now we need your prayers. And if God sends you, then go. I get calls all the time. And somebody told me about your program. I need to have it. I mean, a lot of people hear about the program. They're not all qualified.
Amen.
Some of them definitely need to have the program. It's because they need Jesus. But not all of them are qualified. Does everybody understand that? You can't go apply for a job unless you're qualified. There are certain criteria, isn't it? There are certain things that God qualifies for an individual. Amen? And each segment in the body of Christ that you are being established in, you have to be qualified for. Until God qualifies you to be a prophet, a preacher, a teacher, whatever it is, a pastor, evangelist, you can't go out and do it until you get qualified or spiritually established for that position. Does everybody understand that? If you go out ahead of time, you're going to make a mess of it. Amen? You'll make a mess of it. Just like somebody who's a doctor can't go out and work on a car. And somebody who's a mechanic can't work on, although they try, but they can't. You know? Let me get my pliers and pull that tooth. No problem. You know? But anyways, you'll make a mess if you're not spiritually established or spiritually qualified. Amen? Praise God. So what you and I need to do is cast our cares on the Lord and quit trying to fix everybody's life.
Amen.
Quit trying to carry the burdens of the past.
Amen.
Get established in the present.
Amen.
Amen. So God can prepare your future. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must be spiritually established. Amen?
Amen.
Cast your cares upon the Lord, for He cares for you. You know how many people, let me show this. You know how many people get deceived when they believe God doesn't love them?
Yeah.
Oh man, the Lord doesn't love me. Or He would have done this for me.
Yeah.
Does everybody understand that? When He's saying, I love you, would you give me the cares?
Amen.
Would you give me the cares? Give me it all.
Amen.
Come on, give me it all. No, I want to hold on to this because I just want to feel miserable. You know, there are people who make the choice that want to feel miserable.
Yeah.
Come on, it's a good day to be miserable. I think I'll make myself miserable and everybody else around me miserable. Because I won't cast this care on the Lord. I'm just going to hold on to it and let it eat me up, beat me up, so I can beat everybody else up. Well, you've just been spiritually disqualified. Hello? And then we go, oh, Lord, where were you? You knew my problem. Why didn't you do something? He said, I was trying to. If you'd have just given it to me. But you didn't do it fast enough. You didn't let me hold on to it long enough. Oh, hallelujah. Casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant. Hello? In other words, let clarity, wisdom, understanding hold fast. Have, you know, be able to see in the Spirit. Be spiritually established. This is being sober, be vigilant, because you're what? Adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he can what? Get disqualified. So who he can devour with what? Doubt, fear, unbelief, confusion, frustration.
Amen.
Hello? Enticed to sin. Because then what he wants to do is remove you from the spiritual arena to go to the physical arena for fulfillment, so that will open the door to the other spiritual arena called demonic activity. Amen. It says, resist him steadfast. Well, you're not going to be able to resist him steadfast if you're not spiritually established. In the what? Faith. Knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Listen, next time you go through all this stuff, just remember, everybody else is too. Don't let the devil tell you you're the only one. Man, am I the only one who goes through this? How come it's always me? Well, who told you that? Am I the only one that's just sick? Am I the only one that doesn't have a job? Am I the only one that always, nothing goes right? Am I the only one that has a car that never works? Am I the only one? Hello? No, you're not the only one. We've all been in that same position.
Amen.
Hello? Praise God. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, come on, read it with me. After you have suffered a while, although it seems like a real long time, what's he going to do? Through the suffering, you know what he's going to do? He's going to perfect, he's going to establish, he's going to strengthen, and he's going to settle you. What he's going to do? Reestablish you. Hello? Now, if you're willing to allow this to happen, but you still have that choice, don't you? Oh, praise God. So we need to stand, don't we? We need to be sober. We need to listen. We need to see in the Spirit.
Amen.
Go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Everybody all right?
Yes.
Good shaking? Shaking and baking, man. Shaking and baking. Get on the potter's wheel, right? Glory to God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1. Finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more. Just as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know that commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God. Your what?
Sanctification.
Separation from the world. That you should abstain from sexual immorality. That each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor. That's spiritually established.
Amen.
Separation and honor of your own vessel.
Yeah.
Not in passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God. That no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter. Because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testified. For God did not call us to uncleanliness, but in holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Let's go to 2 Peter. Chapter 1. Glory to God. 2 Peter chapter 1. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 5. Second Peter chapter 1 and verse 5. Would you read it with me? But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. In other words, he's fallen from being spiritually established, hasn't he? Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly in the everlasting kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. For this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth. So you and I must be established in truth. Amen? And in the present truth. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Oh, it's good to hear the pages turning. Chapter 3 and 1 through 5. Second Thessalonians chapter 3, 1 through 5. Hallelujah. Would you read it with me, please? Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may run swiftly and be glorified, just as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all have faith. But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord concerning you, both that you do and will do the things we command you. So we see who's the one that's going to establish us? The Lord. Does everybody get it? Guided by His Spirit, isn't He? Hallelujah. And we'll close at Matthew 16. Matthew 16. Ooh. I forgot one other verse there. Keep going, though. I just want to read this. It says, may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ. Ooh. Patience of Christ. Matthew 16. Oh, hallelujah. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 24. So how do you be spiritually established? Three things. Die, die, and die. Die to me, die to I, and die to self. Me, myself, and I. Die. Three dies. Die to me, die to myself, and die to I. Hallelujah. Die, die, and die. In verse 24, would you read it with me, please? Then Jesus said to His disciples, are you His disciples?
Yes.
If anyone desires to come after me, die. No. Let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. That's die, die, and die, right?
Yes.
For whoever desires to live or save his life will lose it. But whoever chooses or loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world, if he is physically established, but loses his soul, not spiritually established? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? So let's get spiritually established. Amen? There was a lot of stuff brought tonight. Eat it. And let it establish you. Father, we give you glory and honor. We thank you for your word tonight. We apply the blood of Jesus upon the seeds that were imparted, that the devil will not come and steal it. But that you will allow that seed to grow, that we would be established in you. Lord, sever us from the entanglements, from the past, and establish us in the present with you. Take our hearts and mold them. Establish us to be sons, daughters, servants, and messengers that are pleasing to you. And we promise to give you all the glory, Dad. In Jesus' name. And everybody said,